Welcome to today's Rentschkat Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant Operations Manager at Lake Red Rock, Josh Conrad, joins us on today's program to talk about what this week's heavy rainfall will mean for Lake Red Rock and what will be closed as waters rise. Lake levels are always a concern to people, especially this time of year when the pool gets a little bit higher than conservation. What is the latest in terms of where the levels are at this week, where they're projected to go because of all of the water, and really what that means for the lake?
The clouds definitely opened up here over the last day or so, which, like you indicated, gave us a lot of water. Currently, our lake pool elevation is 758 feet above normal pool, and that's 16 feet above normal pool. And today's lake forecast has the lake going to elevation 770 by the 1st of July, and that'll be an increase of another 12 feet or so, which will put us 28 feet above normal pool. And like any kind of forecast, they're very accurate 24 hours out, and past that, the accuracy decreases. However, with the amount of rainfall that's going to be coming down through all of our feeders, Whitebreast Creek, the Des Moines River, and of course, we have a very large watershed that stretches all the way to Minnesota. And obviously, we talked about all the rainfall that's hitting our local area here too, but anybody familiar knows how much rainfall Des Moines received as well. There's a number of closures in that area for roads and things like that. Eventually, all that water hits us. So with that 770 lake forecast by 1 July, is probably we will hit that mark. With all the precipitation that was anticipated here at Red Rock, we did decrease our outflows out of the dam from 18,000 CFS down to 9,000 CFS, and that was to help mitigate some of the downstream flooding for our customers in Ottumwa in that area. And of course, anybody who's familiar in southern Marion County knows how much water came down and has seen the effects on English Creek and Cedar Creek and areas like that. So knowing that that rainfall was coming, we did decrease our CFS to try to help mitigate that, which certainly did. So those efforts were taken, and like I said, right now our lake pool is 16 feet above normal pool, anticipated to go to 770, and with all the rainfall coming down, we should probably hit those numbers.
And then when you talk about those numbers, there are impacts on some recreation areas. Before we talk about being on the water when the water is moving this fast, what are some of the places that have already been closed and that you really anticipate closing if you do reach that 770 number?
Sure, yeah. Today we went ahead and closed South Overlook Boat Ramp, and also there's a section, a lower section of the Volkswagen paved trail adjacent to the marina. That area was closed also. And we anticipate that the Whitebreast Beach area will be closed probably in the next few days. And also the Cordova boat ramp is closed also when our lake elevation hits 766, which is about 8 more feet above where we are right now. So like I said, South Overlook boat ramp has been closed. The section of the Volkswagen Trail has been closed. We anticipate Whitebreast Beach to be closed in the near future. Of course, we'll send out press release to let folks know when that happens, kind of like we have for the Volkswagen Trail and for South Overlook. And again, we anticipate Cordova Ramp to close here in the near future also. But other than that, as far as our recreation areas, those are the only impacts that we foresee currently with the current lake forecast.
And when the waters do move this fast and they get this high, if there are any, what are some of the additional risks to boaters or people who are out in the water? A lot of times you will see debris floating down, I'd imagine, from Des Moines, especially when they're getting on top of roads and knocking down and washing out trees and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. You hit it right on the head. Whenever our lake goes up and we have flood waters, the risk of more debris in the water is ever present. And of course, as we haven't been up to 770 in a couple of years, I don't believe. So anytime the lake level goes up, it picks up more stuff that hasn't been touched for a while and will bring it down. So we certainly anticipate more debris on the water. Yeah, we urge all boaters to use caution when they're out there. Anytime the lake level goes up, just to be aware of their surroundings, any type of debris. And of course, anytime people are boating, we really encourage them to follow all the boating practices for safe behavior, and especially to wear life jackets out on the water. So again, when people are out there, certainly don't close the lake down. They're more than welcome to come out and use it. However, we do encourage them to use caution, to watch for debris and other obstructions whenever the lake is going up and down. And again, to really use life jackets and be careful when they're out there.
And then we were talking right before we opened up the microphone about the future forecast, and not a whole lot of rain in the future, but if there is any, you update this daily, right? You update the forecast daily to try and provide the latest information. Hopefully there's no more rain, but I'm guessing you guys are ready for just about any scenario right now and preparing in case something like that happens, right?
You know, as far as people concerned on future flooding, you had mentioned it looks like we won't see as much rainfall coming up, which is a great thing. But currently, and I'd mentioned some lake level information before too, right now where we're at 758 feet above sea level, again 16 foot high, we're only using about 27% capacity of our reservoir. when we hit elevation 770, at that point it'll be about 60% capacity of our reservoir for flood control. So we still have a lot of room left in the reservoir. Hopefully we won't need it, and it doesn't appear that we will. However, from a flooding standpoint, we do have a lot more ability to store water. Again, hopefully not needed, but we're at a good point right now.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.